Okay, would it be possible to...
Again, the fleet has an elite force to monitor and get technology, and they will not allow misuse of that technology.
Okay, so it couldn't be used like the Russians used it. They couldn't go to Russia and disable their equivalent of the NORAD defense system then.
It could, if there would be a purpose, if the Canadians would allow it, and they have allowed the Russians to use this technology a few times when it was critical for the planetary situation. They have authorized the use of this. There was a meeting between the Canadians and some of the top brass of Russian military, and the Canadians have authorized the use of those devices. Simply because the electronic harassment went to the level that they said something needs to be done about it. And they could clearly display that technology to certain negative factions within the U.S. military, that if this electronic harassment continues on that level, action will be taken. After that, this electronic harassment has decreased to a certain degree.
Okay.
Not completely, but yes, to a certain degree.
Okay, thank you. I'm kind of curious, you know, from my understanding, and since Nagasaki, very, very few nuclear bombs have been allowed to be used on the surface of the planet, and you've talked about them getting away with a little bit. But I'm kind of curious, do you feel that also say that there have been many attempts, according to my sources, to initiate nuclear attacks in the past.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And they have been consistently denied by the extraterrestrials. So why does the Earth-based military continue to threaten this? They know that none of this will ever be allowed, or do they actually believe that, you know, Kim Jong ill or anyone would be able to affect a nuclear strike anywhere, including the U.S.
You need to understand that the existence of the real proof of extraterrestrial races is highly classified information, and you need to be in the right position, very high in the military, to get to that actual proof. I would say the most high-ranking generals in the U.S. Army do not have access to that kind of food. So they can speculate, but speculation is not good enough when it concerns military doctrine. So they have to continue developing those nuclear weapons from their perspective, because they simply cannot affirm or deny the existence of Pleiadians, for example.
Okay, I'm kind of curious in regards to the North Korean situation. It seems as though the deep state in Israel, United Kingdom, USA, and others are intimately involved in the evil access empires that we talk about with North Korea, and North Korea, of course, being one of the worst human rights violation and the most mind-controlled country on the planet. Can you talk a little bit about the situation there? Does Ben Fulford's intelligence in regards to what may take place have any validity from your sources?
Okay, the human rights situation in North Korea is the worst imaginable nightmare that exists on this planet. It is worse than Russia in the 1950s. It is worse than Russia in the 1920s. It can be compared to Nazi Germany in the 1940s. It is that bad. So the real forces behind this are the Jesuits. And of course, it's a network which ties the North Korean government with certain forces in the West. And regarding the full force intel, you need to be a little bit more specific. What exactly would you like me to comment on?
He mentioned that the leader would be moved to Russia, and that they would put in, someone who's supposed to be his cousin or something in position of power.
That plan, from my perspective and from the perspective of the resistance, will not work simply because it's not just one person. It's a very tight clan which needs to be dealt with. And also there is a whole network, as I said before, to the Jesuits and to certain forces in the West. And until this is resolved, we are not expecting much change in North Korea. So what needs to be done is to increase awareness of the human rights situation in that country, and that alone will begin to transmit the situation. Of course, when the event happens, all this will change.
The North Korean politics and the leaders' inner circle certainly seems like they must all be mind-controlled, and have handlers of a very strong nature. Is that correct?
Yes, of course.
I wasn't sure. I mean, a lot of these people in the West go along willingly with some sort of mind control, but it just seems like the tremendous amount of control that they have over there is really what they want for the whole planet, isn't it?
Actually, North Korea is an experimental laboratory for certain factions of the Kabul.
Are there missile launches, anything more than saber rattling? Do they have missile capabilities to go farther? I mean, they keep doing these tests, you know, to promote fear. But can you confirm any of their information as being, or any of their launches being of significance or a real threat?
I would simply say that there are forces stronger than they are, and those forces are making sure that those launches are not being successful.
Can you give us an update on the China situation? I know it's a huge country. The politics is deep. But are there any inroads being made by the Palladians or other positive light forces within that country that we can share?
Not openly. There is contact being made, but not on the level that is being made in Russia right now. So I would say there are forces within China, more secret groups in China, that have certain form of contact with both the rest of the presence, but it's not being done on the government level yet. So Russia is at this moment the only country that has a certain form of direct contact.
So the United States military, this is done on a, there's obviously military forces that are aware of and have been contacted by benevolent extraterrestrials, but they're not.
Yes, but the situation now is a little bit different. The United States, it's very complex because you have, I would say, a very strong positive faction in the military and also a very strong negative faction. And there is so much tension that all contact needs to be done very carefully, and it is done very carefully at this point.
So there's not really, well, like an open plan. They must all be compartmentalized.
Yes. You see, in Russia, you have a few top generals which can go to a secret base and the leadership lands there, and they can talk quite freely. United States, something like that is not possible at this point.
Okay, I was wondering, toward the end here, one of the final questions, if you can update me on the operation beneath New York City, a joint Syrian Pleiadian base that houses Michael, the leader of the resistance from your previous post, if we gather correctly.
That was in the 1970s. That base is now, the situation there a little bit different.
Okay, can you talk a little about the leader, Michael? He's still deep underground, probably protected?
Yes, he's still leading the resistance, yes. He's still there. Very active right now.
Okay, well, that's really good news to hear all that. It seems like so many light workers would like to be involved in this. Do you think there's any hope that people who are capable could possibly be of help other than sharing the news and meditating and doing blogs and all that stuff? Is there any possibility for hands-on?
There are two factors here. The first one is security and safety. The resistance could not cover safety and security for anybody involved in this in more direct operations. It will be simply too difficult, except for very rare cases. But again, the resistance itself can do those things much more effectively themselves because they went through training. And surface population, I need to tell you as it is, the vast majority of people that are working for the light are not trained and skilled for something on that level. They are not well educated enough. They are not, stable enough in a way that they cannot be provoked by doing something negative. They are not, most people are not ready for this.
Yeah, I would agree with you there on a certain level, but it seems at some point people are willing to give their lives in regular war. So many people are.
That would not solve the situation. That would not help. If you have, a highly skilled individual from the resistance that can do something safely without anybody being harmed in a very short period of time, compared to a small group of people on the surface that could get hurt and would do this much less effectively with more risk, it is simply not something that will happen. They want to increase their efficiency, not decrease it. They want to have as little harm as possible and as much positive effects as possible. You see, the planetary liberation is not a romantic hero movie. It's a real situation, and sometimes people like to join this front from the wrong reason. They would like to have some action in their lives. They would like to make their life a little bit more interesting, but it's a real war. It's not a game.
Absolutely. And this corresponds to the information given by the people from TerraCorp to Bob Renaud back in the 80s that said, look, it's just useless. You'd be destroyed. You wouldn't have a choice or a snowball's chance in hell. And yet, you know, we do have a real situation on Earth, and I'm sure there are many people who are motivated by sincere actions, not for just a little, activity in their life. But
for those, I would give them advice to train themselves in ways of educating themselves, working on their personalities to be able to be reliable. So that the light forces can count on them, that they will not be provoked. For example, if there is a little bit of plasma negative influence, they will not start attacking each other. And one of the main lessons for the surface population, for those who would like to be involved, is to be able to cooperate with each other without attacking each other, without fighting with each other. And that is the main test. And people who pass that test can expect being involved in something more serious in the future, maybe even before the event.
That's really good news. So there you have it, folks. Develop your levels of discernment, your protection, and the ability to control your thoughts in face of all the attacks. Cobra, you read my pre-interview transcript, and it seems it was well-timed as you were attacked by this well-aware one. And, you know, it's ridiculous. Anyone who knows you, who have met you, can tell that that's absolute disinformation. On this particular person, is this a individual that's just disturbed and triggered, or is this a concerted in the know disinformation smear against you, would you think?
That particular individual was triggered by the plasma hardcore. They just suggested quote unquote to him that he needs to write something about this simply because what I wrote did not go well with his belief systems. And some people have invested a lot of energy in their own belief systems, and if those belief systems are challenged, some people have a tendency to attack those who challenge their belief systems. And also some people have invested a lot of money in the dinar scam, and if somebody tells them that they will maybe not get their investment back, or they will not get what they invested in, they might get triggered also. So this was the reason why it happened. And of course, there is a deeper reason is according to the fact, because I released important intel and certain forces on the plasma plane, articles on the plasma plane wanted to stop this intel from being spread. And it was part of the coordinated action, and as you probably know, Corey Good was attacked a few days later. It's part of the same campaign.
Yes. Can you talk about that person? Were they directly contacted on the physical plane by the Archons, or was all this just plasma field?
No. It was just a suggestion from the plasma plane. It was like, I have many examples of this in my files, people who were receiving from their spiritual guides that they need to, you know, attack me, things of that nature.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for that information. And I appreciate you coming on and finishing up this interview. It's an honor and pleasure to have you on here. And we're going to try and get this out as soon as possible. So thank you very much for coming on the air today, Cobra.
Okay. Thank you for this interview. I hope we can release this as soon as possible.
Yes, we will. We're going to get this to our transcriber, Sam, and Chris is going to get right on the modulation of this. So thank you all for listening, and victory to the light.
Victory to the light. Thank you.
Okay, folks, that was Cobra. I apologize for the delay. I thought I was going to get this out, and then I thought I was going to release it. I couldn't get the second part with Cobra, and we managed to get this second part of the interview. So do check out his website. Portal 2012 Blogspot. Always some great information. I have heard from my extraterrestrial source. They said Cobra is always very consistent and always has fallen in line with my beliefs as far as the intel as what's positive and good. As we know, I certainly don't have all the latest, greatest intel. I have a strong intuition, and I feel Cobra is one of the most viable sources that we have these days. And I would ask you all to tune into his Blogspot, stay in with the meditations, continue with the information on Prepare for Change, and my website, The Promise Revealed, also as well. And I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank once again Chris Bell and Sam Ritchie for their help with this interview.